You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Here are your hosts, Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin.
Hello and welcome to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. I'm excited about today's show. I'm excited about lots of our shows because we do this great thing. We go around to different cities, different destinations, talk about travel. Today we're talking about the beautiful city of Santa Barbara. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin.
We are in the lovely city of Santa Barbara with perfect weather the whole time.
Perfect.
It's like somebody set the thermostat on 68 and just left it there.
Yeah, sunny, clear. Gorgeous. I want to just take the weather with us. It couldn't have been better this last few days.
And this town was such a pleasant surprise. You go places where you travel where you kind of know what you're getting and you're happy with it. There's places where you go where you've seen pictures of things and you get there and they're just as great in person and you're happy. Then there are places you go where you haven't been there in a while and you're not quite sure what to expect, which was our case because we both lived in Southern California at different parts of our lives. Neither one of us had been to Santa Barbara in quite a while.
20 plus years for me.
And I was so pleasantly surprised. I had such a great time here. I would love to come back here and just knock around for a week.
There are so many things to do in Santa Barbara. It's so big, we can't really cover it all. So there was one really fun thing we wanted to cover while we were here. There's a new initiative called Santa Barbara Car Free, which basically encourages visitors to come and come without their car. And so what we were trying to put together in today's show is focus on those who want to come to Santa Barbara Car Free. So we've got a whole show just for you.
We've got some great interviews coming up. First, we're going to be talking with Mary Bird, who is the founder of the Santa Barbara Car Free Project.
And then Laura Kath is going to talk to us about, it's not just the initiative to come car free, but they actually got lots of different people in the community to work with them, hotels, accommodations, dining, and activities. And so if you do come car free, she's going to talk about all the different discounts and partnerships they have while you're here.
We are going to talk with Eileen Bruce of the Old Yacht Club in Bed and Breakfast.
Hello, Eileen. We miss you already.
We had just a great time talking with Eileen. And she's going to be telling us about some of the restaurants and dining here in the area.
Yep, and we're also going to talk a little bit about our stay there at the Old Yacht Club in Bed and Breakfast, one of two places we stayed. We also stayed at the Eagle Inn, which is a charming little place right there by the water. Both great in the initiative. Both provide bikes free of charge for their guests. And we're going to talk a little bit about Jeff and I's car-free day.
Finally, we're going to have an interview with Kendra Summers from El Capitan Canyon. It's a fun little place just about 10 miles north of Santa Barbara, and it's a canyon where you can do glamping. That is glamour and camping combined.
And I don't do regular camping. So that if I could, anybody who knows me has listened to the shows, this place, I'm going to tell you, is really special. And the reason we put it with this episode also is because they also believe in having a car-free environment. You get to the canyon, you park your car, or you can also get there from the Amtrak station in downtown Santa Barbara. But they also, they want the canyon car-free as well. And so it just kind of fit into this, not to mention it's just a fun little place to go as well while you're here visiting Santa Barbara.
So we have a very full show, but before we get to all these wonderful interviews, we first need to do Hot Topics in Travel. And today I've found a Hot Topics that combines two things you love.
Really? What might that be?
Men and travel.
Well, there you go. Oh, darling, you know me so, so well. Here we go. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Hey, you guys, make sure that you check us out on Twitter at Travel Brigade, like us on Facebook, or look at our website, travelbrigade.com. You can also tweet any questions you have for us at hashtag Travel Brigade.
We will be right back.
What's hot? What's not? What's trending? Next up, this week's picks for travel news and hot topics in travel.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We are in the lovely, lovely city of Santa Barbara. So beautiful, and we're going to talk about this throughout the show. We've been on a lot of coastal cities up and down California.
Yeah, one thing I really like is we've done a lot of the Orange County coastal cities, and they all kind of have their own little features. Huntington is the surf place. Newport is the beach house place. Laguna is the arts place. I kind of felt like Santa Barbara kind of puts all those together into one sort of bigger place, but it's still easy to get around and find everything.
Yeah, it is really accessible, but one thing, yeah, it just goes back to that theory is just because you've gone to one beach town here in the coast of California, northern, southern, central, they all have their own little flavor, and it's fun to get out to all of them.
We're going to be telling you all about this wonderful city of Santa Barbara, but first, we want to do hot topics in travel. What I found today is the top 10 things men worry about before going on vacation.
Oh, really? This should be interesting. A little pop psychology here.
Let me say right away that even though I am a man and I travel a lot, I know nothing about this because Kathleen plans everything. I just show up and say, do I need a coat or do I need a bathing suit?
I generally just say you just need one of each, a coat and a bathing suit, and you're good to go. And don't mind if you hear us sipping in the background. We're going to talk a little bit about the urban wine trail. And we've managed to enjoy it. Let's just leave it at that.
So this, I found this on the ABC News website, but it was a study by the British cruise company bonvoyage.co.uk. They interviewed 1,200 men, I'm assuming British men. They came up with their top 10 worries before they go on vacation. Some of these I could identify with. Some of them I was like, what?
Well, this is kind of interesting because I think what, I didn't know that men worried about vacations in general. I don't know. But what I'm going to find interesting is if there's any commonalities between things I think about before
okay.
a trip. So
here we go. I'm going to count them down from 10 to 1, just like Casey Kasem. Number 10, keeping the kids entertained.
That is exciting that men actually think about that, maybe because they get stressed out about it. But it is, anytime you go on a family vacation, we can tell you when we've had the mini-me's with us, regardless of their age, honestly, we've been traveling with them for many years. There is always something that you want to make sure that they are happy, because if they're happy, you're happy.
I can tell you, if you don't worry about it ahead of time, you will worry about it once you get there if you haven't planned things out for the kids. Number 9, getting the passports and visas ready.
That's true. We just had an experience with one of our older mini-me's that went to Brazil, and we had no idea how time-consuming getting that extra visa was going to be.
Number 8 is similar to number 10, getting along with kids, family. Now, that might mean extended family, maybe, if you're going to visit them or you're traveling with them.
Well, isn't it one of those things like cousins or whatever? Sometimes it's just too much time. Like, they're so excited to see each other, and then it just turns into too much family time. We probably can't talk about that in the air, because that might just bring a whole can of worms to our personal life that we're not ready to deal with.
I still have PTSD over some of those things. So, okay, number 7 is something I worry about after the vacation, and that's putting on weight during the holiday. I usually worry about that after.
Towards the end, we don't want to talk about it the whole time, and then like the last day, we're like, gosh, I guess we should stop eating.
Yeah. Number 6, leaving pets at home. If you have them, you got to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've got them, but it just real minimal. Just what we can do to get by.
Number 5, weather abroad. And I admit, I usually get on weather.com and see what it's going to be like when we're there. Number 4, getting ahead at work. Something men and women, I would assume, both worry about in equal measure.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Sometimes it's really hard for people to just disconnect and be able to go on vacation.
Number 3 is kind of related, saving enough money to go on the trip.
That's true. You're always better off paying for it or putting money aside before you go. It's a much better feeling.
Number 2 was one I could relate to, missing out on sports events.
I was really scared the other day when I saw the ESPN. You can now get it on every, like, mobile device that you can imagine. And I just saw, like, Jeff going, okay, grabbing my iPhone, getting the iPad. And
what a wonderful world we live in.
I know. And we're not going to talk about how we tracked down the Rose Bowl in Paris one time.
I have to say, I'm so lucky. Kathleen tracked down the Rose Bowl for me in Paris when my favorite team was playing in it. Got me Red Sox tickets when we went to Boston, all kinds of things. Okay, number 1, this shocked me, frankly. We're into a new age of men, because I think 30 years ago, this wouldn't have even been in the top 10, but now it's number 1. The number 1 thing men worry about before going on a trip is getting rid of their beer belly.
Oh, like before they go?
So that they can, you know, be out on the beach or at the pool.
Clearly, that has something to do with the UK and the US, because I will tell you, depending on where you go on vacation, I mean, yes, if you're in the California coast, there's some male and female, you know, take pride, nice swimsuit bodies. But I will tell you, there are plenty of times we've been on vacation where you get what you get. People are just there, proud of their Speedo, regardless of whether they weigh 140 pounds or 240 pounds.
One thing I've really loved when we've traveled in Europe is whether you're at the pool, the spa, the beach, everybody just kind of has this attitude of, hey, here's my body. Everybody's got one. We're all here.
Live with it, baby.
Yeah. So top 10 things men worry about. I was kind of shocked by some of them, not surprised by others. One thing you don't have to worry about when you go to Santa Barbara.
What?
Having a car.
That's very true.
Paying for gas.
Very true.
Up next, we've got Mary Bird, who is the founder of the Santa Barbara Car Free Project. She's going to be telling us about how this program works.
You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show here in the beautiful Santa Barbara. Make sure that you check us out on our Facebook page or Twitter at Travel Brigade, or check out our website, travelbrigade.com.
We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are in the lovely, beautiful Santa Barbara. Not only are we here, but we are here car-free.
Yeah, Santa Barbara has so many beautiful things here and such beautiful weather and the beach and everything you could want. You can come here and you can ditch your car. We've both lived in Southern California for large parts of our lives, and it would be so great to just ditch your car, not have to worry about parking, not have to worry about traffic.
And paying for parking.
All of that. Here to tell us more about it is the founder of the Santa Barbara Car Free Project, Mary Bird. Welcome, Mary.
Well, welcome to Santa Barbara, Kathleen and Jeff.
Thank you.
Delighted to have you here.
We're delighted to be here.
We have so many things we want you to enjoy while we're here. I don't know where to start, but Santa Barbara has such special offerings in terms of historical and cultural things to see. I don't know if you've been to the Mission yet, but that
it's
is
gorgeous.
Our number one tourist attraction. It's
oh, is it the
number?
I was going to ask. Yeah, I wanted to kind of go over some highlights about, you know, what is it that brings people to Santa Barbara? So that's a really good point there, is the Mission. I did not know the Mission was the number one attraction.
It is, and it's beautiful. And when you get to the Mission, you can see the ocean all the way down the hill, and it's an amazing location as well as an amazing building. Another thing that I want to encourage everyone to do when they come to Santa Barbara is go to the courthouse tower and get up at the top of the tower. You can get up there and just see the whole city and the red-tiled roofs that make Santa Barbara famous. You see it all before you, the water, the mountain, city. It's just an amazing place to go to see it all, and also a lovely building as well with all kinds of historical rooms and murals and tapestries to go see. So we have a lot of cultural attractions. We have a lot of wonderful museums. And then
there's playhouses and operas. I just noticed, and then you just mentioned the ocean, the mountains, and the city. I don't know how to explain it other than that. That's, it's it in a nutshell, but the thing is, it's such a small, it's not like the mountains that are so far away, or the ocean that's so far away, or the city that's so far away. It's really all compacted. It's really an interesting little mix here.
Yes, and it's so rare you can go somewhere and you can get a feel for the whole place in one view, in one 360-degree view.
This gorgeous.
This is one of the things that draws people here, is this Mediterranean feeling. This is the mountains, the ocean. And one of the things about the Car Free program is there's so many things you can enjoy and be part of more on foot or on a bicycle or out on the water. I think that you can really have a complete experience of the place and have a sense of having been here in somewhere special.
And I was going to say, at the place, the one thing that I, you know, noticed is that a lot of people get this vision of Santa Barbara of like the Sunday Polo or the high-end Santa Barbara, which is very alluring. It's gorgeous. But what we've noticed is that there's all types here in Santa Barbara. I mean, you can go to Saks Fifth Avenue next door to a Forever 21. I mean, there is, it's a combination of people who love the beach, people who are tourists, people who live here. But it's not really for one set of people, I guess. Is that a good way to say that?
Absolutely. We have something for everyone here. And one of the things you think about is, you know, there are the Montecito and the Polo Club, as you mentioned, but there's also
fun,
the 50-cent electric shuttle. There's the wonderful shuttle that goes up and down State Street, 50 cents, and it's all electric, open air. It has a very different feel from getting on a regular bus. It's an open air shuttle, and it's something that visitors really enjoy. It's
Speaking of that actually just kind of brings us to the Car Free Project. Tell us a little bit about the Car Free Project and what it is and why is it so valuable to visitors that are coming here to Santa Barbara.
Well, we started the Carfree program in 1998, so we've been around longer than any other Carfree program I know of. And our whole goal originally was a combination of an environmental goal and an experiential goal. Our mission is to encourage Carfree travel for cleaner air and a healthier planet. And we really got a huge partnership together. And there's something I did want to talk a little bit about with Santa Barbara, which is that we like to say it's the birthplace of Earth Day because it's got always had a very strong environmental tradition, and it was from the oil spill that the senator toured who created the first National Earth Day celebration.
Oh, I had no idea about that.
So that is something that is part of our tradition, and the Santa Barbara Carfree program is so much a part of that environmental, green, eco-friendly tradition here. And we have so much support. We have Amtrak's, the City of Santa Barbara, the Chamber, the Conference and Visitors Bureau, the Bicycle Coalition, all of the organizations that are interested in promoting car-free transportation are part of our partnership, as well as all the businesses that are offering discounts and special activities as part of our program.
As we were going around last night, we noticed that Amtrak comes right in on State Street, and you're right there on State Street where all the shops are, by hotels. You're less than a five-minute walk from the beach. And people, they would pick that up in L.A. and come on up?
Yes, we have wonderful service on the Amtrak Surfliner. It goes from San Luis Obispo all the way down to San Diego, so people can catch it anywhere along the route. And if you're coming to Santa Barbara, you can get a 20% discount on our website, santabarbaracarfree.org. And the Surfliner, it just runs many times a day, and it's a wonderful train. And if you take it, any direction you take it, there's whole stretches of the train that the route that go along the beach, and you see the ocean from a different perspective and the towns from a different perspective. It's a fun trip. It begins your vacation really when you get on the train.
I've actually been on the Surfliner. It's gorgeous, north or south. I mean, you can't beat it. And it's great that you get an option for a discount if you do car free here in Santa Barbara. My other question is for those people who may not already be close to a train line, those people who may be flying in from out of state that want to get a good glimpse of the California coast, what are some other options for them to get here, either to connect with Amtrak or to get here in and of itself?
Well, we, of course, have a lovely airport, and it's a newly restored and beautiful airport building as well, and it's wonderful to arrive in a small airport that has a sense of the place already. It's not one of those gigantic urban airports.
No, no LAX,
it's not. And it's a really fun place to arrive, and we have great shuttle services that'll just take you to your hotel. And once you're downtown, there's so many things you can do on foot. You don't really need to have a car when you get here.
Yeah, we've noticed we've got bikes here at the hotel. We're staying at the old Yacht Club in Bed and Breakfast, and we're also going to the Eagle's Nest, so we're staying at two different places, and both provide bicycles. So you just can hop on or you can rent one downtown. And then once you get to the State Street area, we're heading over to the Funk Zone later today. Just walk around and really get a feel.
Oh, the Funk Zone is so much fun. And in the Urban Wine Trail on the Funk Zone, make sure you get a little map and see all the different tasting rooms. And there's so many things to do over there. And it's such a walkable area as well, or bikeable.
And so going back to the airport situation, if you happen to be flying into LAX or some other airport, is there a connection bus or a connection to get to Amtrak?
Yes, there's a connection called the Flyway Bus from LAX to Union Station in LA if you want to take the train up the coast. So you can look that up. We have it all described on our website.
Oh, perfect.
And then there's also all kinds of options you have. There's shuttle services that just go from LAX to Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara Airbus is one of them. And once you get here, you just don't need that extra thing, that extra worry of dealing with your car. You can get around on foot, on your bike,
finding
and get out on the channel.
And
we have partners that will take you out in the channel. And I highly recommend that because that's another car-free way to get around. But it's so beautiful out there, and you can see whales and dolphins and sea lions and have a real water experience too.
Well, the thing I love about this is you've got, I believe, 66 partners that you've been able to get that kind of partnership from the providers here in this community really says something about the project. And also it's something where it's great to feel good and to get rid of your car, but to get some discounts in the process is, for those of us who are a little bit more material, that's great too.
Yes, and I think that the experience, all of the discounts are from partners who are offering you a piece of the car-free experience is part of it. It's, you know, like the loaner bikes at the hotels that are partners, and the activity partners are offering, you know, pedicab tours of the urban wine trail, or you can take a wonderful sustainable vine wine tour up to wine country if you want to go up there where the grapes are grown. So there's so many different things you can do, and I think that the car-free experience is about, from our program perspective, it's about the discounts, it's about the environmental message, and it's also about getting people in touch with the place and the outdoors and being where you are in a way that you can really experience Santa Barbara.
I totally agree. Someone who's traveled to a lot of places, the best way to get to know a place, to know the people, to know the vibe of a place is to just get out of your car and walk around the downtown area. Mary, thank you so much for telling us about the Car-Free Project. We will have a link to the Car-Free Project website on our website, travelbrigade.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show.
We'll be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade in this beautiful city of Santa Barbara. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin talking about Santa Barbara, and not just Santa Barbara, but being car-free in Santa Barbara.
There are a lot of great ways to get around Santa Barbara car-free. There's an electric trolley that runs up and down State Street and all around to different places that you want to go. There's a lot of places that are easily walkable. There are cabs, and of course, there are bikes. Yesterday, we checked out some bikes from the Eagle Inn where we were staying, got some walks on them, and we just went everywhere, had an amazing time. One of the best travel days I've had in a long time.
Yes, we made our car-free pledge, which, you know, for us, we travel in our car sometimes, and when we heard about this, we thought, okay, well, we can try this, and it's so accessible. We talked about Amtrak. We're going to talk a little bit more about different ways to get to Santa Barbara. It was such a great day. Like Jeff said, we're staying here at the Eagle Inn, and got bikes here from the Eagle Inn and just basically picked our bikes up and didn't come back for 7 hours.
We started off going down to the beach, very accessible beach. We rode out on the pier. They have a pier here where they can actually drive cars and bikes out on it. Rode around some more on the beach. Then we headed up to the funk zone.
Got funkified.
And we brought the funk. We told them we want the funk. We asked for the mayor of Funky Town. Anyway,
which is also where the urban wine trail is.
Right. We did do a wine tasting, but we did not drink and bike. We didn't get to that level. We just did a taste, just a taste.
Yes. Anyway, we had such a great day, and it never felt like we couldn't get anywhere. Jeff went up to the mission. We had a couple of separate things we did for that day, but Jeff biked up to the mission, and I went and saw a few people then on State Street. We kind of had a wonderful day of biking, enjoying the weather, and I did not once feel like I was being limited in any way not having my car for a whole 24 hours there. It was just a really good experience.
Well, if anything, it was easier because we never had to worry about finding a parking place. Anytime we wanted to go in somewhere, there are all these little places to lock up your bike up and down the streets. And we'd lock up the bikes, walk in, walk back out and say, oh, let's go over there.
Yeah, and also that they have bike lanes everywhere, so you don't have to worry, like whether it's on the beach or even on the main streets, there's bike lanes, and so the cars there are really courteous to the bikers, and it really just seemed like I didn't feel uncomfortable at all driving on the streets. And then, you know, not only driving, but you can walk. We did some walking that day as well and just had a really, really great time.
I would say we ended up doing more without a car than we would have done with a car.
True. There are sometimes when I'm with a car and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to park. It was a great day.
Terrific, terrific. So that's part of it. It's just great to get around without your bike. But the other part of it is if you come here car-free, you're going to save a bunch of money.
Right. Up next, we have Laura Kath, who is also from the Car-Free Project, who's going to talk a little bit about the partners with the Car-Free Project. So this is a benefit, not only an eco benefit, but you also get discounts on hotels, dining, and activities here in Santa Barbara.
Stay tuned. You are listening to Travel Brigade. Don't be afraid to get on the web and check us out at travelbrigade.com. Don't be afraid to tweet us at Travel Brigade or like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Travel Brigade.
We will be right back.
Not sure where to go, what to do, and where to sleep? Up next, Hot Hotels, unique activities, and top attractions in our destination city. Check it out.
I cannot believe you wake up in the morning to perfect weather. I'm here with Jeff Griffin, and there's so many things. We're here talking about the Car-Free Project and why it's such a great experience to be here, be on foot. You can just come in. You might have even just heard the train in the background. We're here enjoying this great, beautiful weather here in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, we just interviewed Mary Bird, who is the founder of Santa Barbara Car-Free Project, and she told us all about, you know, how you can get up here and how you're saving the environment and how you can feel good about your travel when you come to the Car-Free Project. But let's face it, that only goes so far with people like us. We want good deals.
We want to know who's included, how this all works, and how it all comes together.
And that's where we're going to talk with Laura Kath, who is a coordinator with the Santa Barbara Car-Free Project. Welcome, Laura.
Oh, good morning, Kathleen and Jeff. I'm so excited you're here in Santa Barbara. This is, you know, I mean, let's face it. It's about taking a vacation from your car.
I would say
people say, you know, you really don't need a car in Santa Barbara. And you know, the project was founded in 1988, as Mary said. But the bottom line is that we want you to, you know, save some green while you're being green.
Oh,
okay?
Very nice.
And here's, in this project is an incentive project. And we're not here to be, you know, car-free Nazis. It's like, park your car, don't drive a car. We're not about that. You know, what we're about is making it worth your while to park your car.
Giving people options.
And giving people, and letting people know that there's a lot of options to explore in Santa Barbara, and you really don't need to take a car. Like you were saying, you can walk, you can take our electric shuttle, you can go out on the water.
Our hotel right here, we're at the Old Yacht Inn and Bed and Breakfast. They have bikes provided, and as a matter of fact, we picked some of those up. Everything's so close to where we're staying, and I think one of the things that we love about the project is you've got all these really great partners. They're activity partners, they're accommodation partners, even some dining partners. We actually went to one of your dining partners last night, to Aldo's, and had a really great meal. And what's interesting is for people who are not totally familiar with Santa Barbara like us, we're kind of here, haven't been here in a really long time, it kind of gives you a guide to kind of help you out and figure out what you want to do when you're here.
Yeah, that's why we designed the project this way. We work, of course, hand-in-hand with the local Conference and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce, but the Santa Barbara Car-Free Project gives you options. And let me tell you, right now we have 66 partners. And this is not a pay-to-play thing. This is a voluntary partnership. We have 33 hotels and 33 different activities, restaurants, and transportation options that all offer you, the traveler, discounts if you commit to being car-free. And now even for a day. And it's super simple. You go to our website, santabarbaracarfree.org, and what you do, and you'll see that it's very simple. You see there's four ways that you can get the discounts. Either one, you show your Amtrak train ticket. Two, you can show your MTD local bus pass or a transfer. Three, you can arrive by bicycle, say you're touring, you know, on a bicycle. Or four, download our car-free discount pledge certificate that just basically says, I pledge to be car-free today. I pledge to take alternative transportation.
We pledge to be car-free.
Exactly. And look what happened. And so when you have that pledge certificate, then you're eligible, again, for all these hotel discounts, everything from the Four Diamonds Fest Park or DoubleTree Resort to bed and breakfast like the Old Yacht Club Inn where you're staying on East Beach, as well as Eagle Inn where you've also stayed on West Beach.
Exactly.
You'll have, and there is everything in between. I mean, we have from wonderful, you know, charming inns to Holiday Inns to Ramada, to everything in between, so that you have a chance to experience the joy of Santa Barbara without a car. And again, the discounts range from 10% to 50%, all at these 33 different hotels. They're all listed on our website at santabarbaracarfree.org. So, you know, check that out to, first of all, get your hotel, you know, because you want to get that. And, of course, right by the train station, the train station is only two blocks from the beach, as you discovered. So many of our partner hotels, it's unbelievable. People are like, you're kidding. I can get off the train station two blocks later, I'm at my hotel. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Now tell us, we went on a sail last night with the Santa Barbara Sailing Company. That's one of your partners. Had a beautiful sunset sail. Tell us about some of the other activities people can do that are involved in this project.
Oh, yeah. So not only do we have the 33 hotel discounts, but we also have organizations like the Santa Barbara Sailing Center that offer these great discounts, whether it's 10, 20, 50, 2 for 1. So you can go kayaking and get 10% off. You can go, like, you don't to all of those and got 10% off your entire bill. You can even take wine tours up into the San Fernando Valley.
We knew it was there, and we kind of were looking for it. We were up on State Street, and we're like, oh, there it is. And we went, and it's a beautiful sort of al fresco patio. And I had more garlic last night than I think I've had in the last year, and it was delicious.
All because you've made a coffee pledge by just taking a chance to walk and enjoy, take the shuttle. We've got a bunch of, not like you said, you mentioned doing the sailing cruises, but a lot of our partners also, people say, well, I want to hit the wine country. How can I do that if I'm in Santa Barbara without a car, or if I pledge to be car free? Well, our different partners in the wine touring will literally pick you up at your hotel and take you into the Santa Ana Valley wine country and bring you back. You can go by Jeep, by van, by limo. There's all kinds of options.
There's also an urban wine tour, correct?
And not to mention the fact we also have a pedicab wine tour. A pedicab will pick you up at your hotel and take you to the different wine tasting rooms that are located around the beach, right around it. We call it the Urban Wine Trail. It's in what we call the Funk Zone.
Yes, we're going
okay.
to the Funk Zone today.
The Funk Zone is really fun. Super fun. It's super fun because it's only a block from the beach, and it's in an old warehouse district, and these have been converted into wine tasting rooms and arts and crafts boutiques. Super fun, and you can go by pedicab. So you just don't even have to walk. You'll be, you know, taken around by pedicab, all part of the Santa Barbara Car Free Project. You can rent bicycles. You get a 30% discount if you want to rent your own bikes, if you know, 30% off from Wheel Fun. You can also go to the South Coast Railroad Museum, the Maritime Museum, the Botanic Garden, all two
the
for
zoo.
One.
I noticed the zoo was
the
on
zoo,
there.
The yeah. Santa Barbara Zoo, perfect for families. There's amazing stuff.
And I love the fact that, you know, it's all on your website, and you can click on it, get the information, find out what the discount is. And not only that, but again, it really caters to people who know the area that can look at that and go, hey, I know I want to do that. And for those of us who are new to the area, just really, you know, sometimes you can really get involved in planning your trip, and it takes so much time to coordinate and figure out what you want to do. And it really gives you a great list of options and very little time.
Yeah, we have suggested itineraries, that I've written for the website so that people can have that chance. They go, oh, well, that sounds really cool. Like, maybe I'll just focus on the waterfront this time, or maybe I'll focus, you know, downtown area, you know. And so there's a lot of options. And then people say, well, what if I'm out and I'm stuck and I'm tired and I don't want to walk back to my hotel? Well, one of our partners is Lucky Cab Company. And Lucky Cab runs hybrid Priuses.
I saw that. I thought that was so great and unique. I mean, between the pedicabs and that, I thought it really, when you start going to the partners, you really can see the focus. It's not just some little, I don't know, people getting together and offering a little discount. So you come, you can really see the focus of what people are trying to do.
Yeah, and so it's really fun. They offer, you know, you just say you're with the car, you're on the car-free program, and they give you 15% off with Lucky Cab. So you're never, quote unquote, stuck. You know, it's like, oh, if I'm tired, I can still get back and forth. It's
well,
really
thank
great.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. As you can see, you can come to Santa Barbara, come car free. We've got more to talk about in the rest of the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about some restaurants and places to eat coming up next on Travel Brigade. Check us out on our website, travelbrigade.com. Follow us on Twitter @Travel Brigade, and you can also like us on Facebook.
Thanks so much for being with us, Laura.
Oh, my pleasure. Viva Car Freedom.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with Jeff Griffin in the beautiful Santa Barbara. We were just talking to Laura Kath about all the great discounts that you can get in town. You can get discounts on dining, activities, and of course, accommodations. And we have done a little hotel hopping for you so that we can talk about different properties that you have options for when you're here in Santa Barbara. Right now we're staying here at the Eagle, and it is a gorgeous, cute little place that reminds me of a old Spanish mission, the way that the decor is. And it's a great location on the West Beach area, very close to the State Street area and right to the beach. And they have a variety of different hotel options as far as our accommodation options, I should say. As far as rooms, they have rooms that kind of start as your basic hotel room or accommodation that go all the way to little private cottages in the back.
Yeah, and I just love the whole feel of this place. I love how these hotels around Santa Barbara, they're located in these sort of residential neighborhoods.
Yes.
You don't quite know where the hotel stops and where it starts because they've
or
all got...
Or where somebody's private house is,
And because they've all got these different broken off little pieces to the hotel, and you just kind of feel really comfortable coming in and out of there.
Yeah, it's a really, really great place to stay, great location. And we had an amazing breakfast there. We're going to be talking a little bit about some more food later out, but today we had a jalapeno and cheddar waffle.
And I've never tasted anything like it before.
No. Uh-huh.
And it was great.
It was
I loved
good.
It.
And speaking of food and other places we stayed, we also stayed our first nights here at the Old Yacht Club Inn Bed and Breakfast, which is on the East Beach. So another little location, great location, close to the beach, just a few blocks, and also just a really fun place.
With a really fun owner, Eileen Bruce. Now, we sat down with Eileen to do a little interview, and Kathleen lived in New York for a while, and Eileen is from New York.
Yeah, there was some New York bonding going on there.
And two New York girls with a carafe of white wine, and thank God I was there for adult supervision.
Coming up next, our interview with Elaine Bruce of the Old Yacht Club Inn. Talk about the inn, the bed and breakfast there, and some dining in town in Santa Barbara.
You are listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show.
We'll be right back.
You're going to get a little hungry when you're traveling the globe. Whether it be fine dining, a regional specialty, or a small local street cart, you gotta eat. Next up, you gotta eat. Mmm, good.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are in the lovely city of Santa Barbara.
We are at the Old Yacht Club Bed and Breakfast. You know what's a great idea? Take a beautiful, quaint bed and breakfast. Stick it about 100 yards from the beach. Isn't that a great idea?
I think it's an amazing idea. And we're just here getting learned on the difference between inns and bed and breakfast because there are it's a nice, quaint little place. We went up to our room. We've got a great little balcony, a sitting area, a gorgeous bed with a canopy, and, can I just add, a little bottle of sherry to put us to bed.
I love truth in advertising. This was actually an old yacht club at one point.
It was an old yacht club, and speaking of the sherry, they should have had that bigger on the advertising, and sherry to put you to bed.
Yes.
And speaking of drinks, we're out here on the patio. There's a daily wine reception that's held. We actually have plans this evening, but we made sure that we made time to come to the nice little wine reception here at the Bed and Breakfast.
And we are talking with Eileen Bruce, who is the owner of the Old Yacht Club Bed and Breakfast. Welcome, Eileen.
Thank you for your warm welcome, Kathleen and Jeff. Welcome to the Old Yacht Club Inn.
We're really excited to be here in Santa Barbara, and this is our first stop on our whirlwind tour here in Santa Barbara. But tell us a little bit about the bed and breakfast here.
The Old Yacht Club Inn is actually the very first bed and breakfast in Santa Barbara. The inn was started in 1980 as Santa Barbara's first bed and breakfast. And the inn served in the roaring 1920s as the Santa Barbara Yacht Club. Prior to that, the building was constructed as a family vacation home at East Beach, actually right on the beach, just a block away. During an unusual storm in Santa Barbara, the house was relocated to its current location, a block away from the beach. It's always amazed me that back in 1910 or 1911 that they did have the technology to move the home to its current location where it is at 431 Corona Del Mar, just steps from the beach, East Beach in Santa Barbara. East Beach is actually the best swimming beach in Santa Barbara.
We've already talked about some of the things here at the bed and breakfast. We also have talked about the beds and the rooms. We have not yet talked about the breakfast. Before I even got here, I started reading accolades about the breakfast you serve. Tell us a little bit about that, and I'm looking forward for it tomorrow.
Yes, we serve breakfast each morning. It's included in the guest room stay. Breakfast is served every morning between 8:30 and 9:30, and we rotate every day between a bread-type dish like French toast, smothered with toasted nuts and fresh fruit, or the next day might be an egg dish like a souffle or an omelet. We always serve high quality juices, fresh fruits, nice breads, different breads, not just toast. We might do corn muffins made with real corn, croissants, English crumpets. So you never know what it's going to be, but it'll be different and delicious. We always have local fresh ground coffee, an imported tea selection, and have as much as you want. You can always ask for more of whatever you would like. Breakfast are delicious. What we're also known for is our homemade granola. We have a fantastic recipe. Guests always ask us for the recipe for the granola. I'm addicted to it still, even after almost 30 years, I hate to say. It's so good. The interesting thing about our breakfast is that the owner prior to us, I hate to name drop. No, I don't.
I'll do it.
The former innkeeper was friends with Julia Childs, and so they used to cook here together. And legend has it that Julia showed the former owner how to cook and the proper way to make omelets, and I inherited all the recipes when I bought the inn back in 2000. So the inn has only changed hands one time since 1980. And so it has this legend with Julia Childs being involved in it from the former innkeeper. And there's just so much history with this property. It's on the historic register. It has the Julia Childs legend. It's used to be the Santa Barbara Yacht Club. It's just an amazing property. And I just love to be here. My staff loves to be here. My housekeepers have been here since day one. In housekeeping, that's so unusual. The staff is great here.
Talking about breakfast, that kind of leads us into Santa Barbara is well known for their dining and culinary experiences here in the town. And we have heard that you know your food here.
I have lived here since 1976, so however many decades and years that is. I've eaten everywhere because I'm from New York. I've eaten in every nook and cranny that you can ever imagine. And the interesting thing about Santa Barbara, it has more restaurants per capita than any city in the whole United States. Now, you would think San Francisco did, but it's per capita. So if you're not an excellent restaurant in Santa Barbara, you are not going to survive the long run. Now, I'm going to start by telling you where to eat tonight.
Okay.
Do you like Mexican food?
We do.
Okay. Go to Los Agaves on Milpas Street. You will not believe it. This restaurant has been here now for about 3 years. Every single year it gets voted the best in Santa Barbara. The owner is there all day, every single day. He sees every plate that goes out.
Wow.
Okay? The cleanest, freshest, best food, best Mexican food in Santa Barbara. I usually just get a tostada there. It's $7. Grilled chicken. An amazing thing that I would say to share is get this big seafood plate there. It is the best seafood in Santa Barbara.
So we just got into town, and the first place that we went to was Mac's Fish and Chips. And we had read about it several different places. And Jeff used to live in England. It was really good. And now we want to spend the next 2 days we have eating our way through Santa Barbara. Give us some other little tips as far as we obviously don't need to find breakfast. We're going to have a great breakfast here tomorrow. But give us little tips about unknown little dive shops around.
Okay, so it's not really a dive, but if you're a health-conscious person, go to the Sojourner. It's off the beaten path. You'll never find it unless you're a local. Definitely go there, okay? Anybody that I send there loves it. So that's more for health. It's a hep little local cafe-type place. Here's where I would send you for either dessert or Italian food. Now, my friends from Italy tell me this is the best, most authentic Italian food. It's called Via Maestro. They also have gelato there that they import from Italy, and they have excellent desserts there. So go up there for desserts or Italian food. And while I'm on Italian, another Italian restaurant that's more high-end and pricey, but excellent over the top, and you need to make a reservation, is Cadario. You can go to the Harbor Restaurant out on the pier. You can go to the Fish Enterprise you can go there. They have actually excellent lobster bisque, with like a caked crust on top of it. And there's certain nights of the week that they do have a lobster special there, and it's actually good.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We are planning on gaining about 10 pounds in the next 2 days. That's our goal. We're going to eat our way around Santa Barbara at all these great restaurants. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter, at Travel Brigade. Check out our website, travelbrigade.com, or like us on Facebook.
We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade in the beautiful sunny city of Santa Barbara. We're here at the Eagle Inn catching up for our last few days here in Santa Barbara being car free. And we just got done talking to Eileen Bruce over at the Old Yacht Club Inn Bed and Breakfast. We spent our first night there here in Santa Barbara. It was such a welcoming stay. And then Eileen sent us about to dine about the town, as we talked about, and some of the places that we got in, which were really fun. Some of it during our bicycle day around town was Max, that we talked a little bit about the fish and chips there at Max.
And I have to really shout their praises because I was fortunate enough to live in Britain for just a little over a year and became a huge fan of mushy peas, which is something the Brits love, and best mushy peas I've had outside of Britain. And probably best fish I've had outside of Britain, too.
Yeah, really, really, really good. And then we stumbled upon, of course, anyone who knows Santa Barbara may know about Habit Burger. It's a local sort of institution that started here, and now it's a big chain. And there are many, many Habit Burgers up and down the coast of California as well as outside of California. But that started here in Santa Barbara, and so we couldn't, you know, walk around Santa Barbara without stopping and hitting Habit Burger. So that was really great. And then we ran into a really fun little place called Persona Pizza. And it was a fun little place. They make fresh your Neapolitan pizza, and you can put whatever you want on it, and it was just really fun. You kind of go down the line cafeteria style, and you can add whatever you want on it, including a nice margarita pizza.
And can I just say it was stunningly affordable.
Yes, very good. And then going back to the Car Free project, one of the places we tried out, which was one of the Car Free partners, was Aldo's. And as we were joking around before, actually literally had so much garlic, and it was delicious every bite. And it's at a really cute al fresco location right there on State Street.
And you know what I loved about Santa Barbara is you could tell somebody, just walk up and down State Street and you will find something you like, no matter what your favorite thing is or what you're looking for. If you just walk a few blocks up and down State Street,
wine,
or bike.
Yeah, wine bars, breweries, places to eat like that. So many restaurants, obviously couldn't try them all, but we popped our head in a couple and they looked really, really fun. Some were really crowded, so it was really fun. So now we're going to kind of change gears and go glamping.
Glamping means the combination of glamour and camping, outdoors without all the bother.
Yeah, I was going to say, basically what that means is you get to just show up. You don't have to grab your tent. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to pack your food if you don't want to. They provide everything you could imagine, not to mention the beautiful scenery at El Capitan Canyon. And they also are very eco-friendly. And once you get there, cars parked, no cars in the canyon.
Yeah, I love this whole idea because basically to me it's like, I get to light stuff on fire, then I get to go take a nice hot bath in a wonderful, beautiful cabin. So, you are listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show.
We'll be right back with El Capitan Canyon.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin.
We're at El Capitan Canyon, just outside of Santa Barbara. I don't know if you can hear the gentle wind, children playing in the background, wildlife, leaves falling, just whatever picturesque thing you can imagine happening in the outdoors, it's happening here and you're going to hear it in the background. We are tremendously lucky to have Kendra Summers from El Capitan Canyon here with us. Welcome, Kendra.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Welcome you guys to the canyon.
We drove up here to this beautiful canyon. We weren't really sure what to expect when we got here, but I heard the word glamorous camping, as some people hear the word glamping, as an option when you're staying in the Santa Barbara area, and I knew right away this was the place for me.
Yeah, we couldn't pass this up. We're here loving it. We've got a little fire. We're ready to get going over here. And Kendra just took us around and tell us about some of the different options here.
Well, we have several different room styles here within the canyon. We have a variety of accommodations that range from safari tents, our most rustic accommodation. We have our cedar cabins, which we have several different room types there that can house either a couple's getaway, up to a family stay, up to, we have a bunk cabin that also can sleep up to six people that's really great for retreats. And then our newest accommodation, which is the Adventure Yurt. We've rounded out our accommodation options with our new Adventure Yurts. They're in close proximity to the pool and playground area and can fit a family for very comfortably as well. So lots of options here.
Tell us a little about this location. When we were driving here on the coast, you're just right next door to Santa Barbara in the Santa Barbara area, and you have this beautiful ocean view. Tell us a little bit about the canyon.
Well, the canyon really is in the perfect location if you're looking for some wine tasting. We're about 20 minutes south of the Santa Ynez wine area. There's also a big urban wine trail that's sprouting up in Santa Barbara, downtown Santa Barbara, that's just right along the beachfront there as well, in an area that they call the Funk Zone. I'm sure you guys will be able to explore that tomorrow. But we're also, you know, just a 20-minute drive north of downtown Santa Barbara. So there's excellent restaurants south of us, beautiful vineyards and wine tasting north of us, and then the beach right across the street from us. So you really can't beat the location.
Tell us a little bit about the canyon. It's a private canyon and it's a resort. And what type of an experience can a guest expect when they're coming here to El Capitan Canyon?
Well, we are a private resort. Access is limited to overnight guests, registered guests that are staying here with us. The cabins are situated along the creek about a mile up the canyon. We have private hiking trails. We also have many different little nooks and crannies of the property that are fun to explore when you're looking for some outdoor exploration. That's really what we're all about, is trying to get our guests kind of plugged back into nature without having to do too much work on their part. We have all the cabins and tents already in place. We've got very comfortable beds comparable to a 4-star hotel, as well as, you know, tents with electricity. You have your own private bathroom inside the cabins, soaking tubs inside some of the cabins, as you guys have discovered, and, you know, just access to the outdoors without really having to concern yourself with too much of the work that goes hand in hand with that.
And happy to know, no TVs, no TVs in the cabins. You can connect with Wi-Fi, but there's so much to do here. You really can just put your electronics away and enjoy. Tell us a little bit about the activities that you host here at the resort.
That's right. There's no television. If you bring your own DVD player for the kids, that's your choice. we do like to see people being outdoors and exploring. We have several activities that are available all year round, but most of which take place right now in the summertime. So every Saturday night between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we have a local band that comes up, and we host a barbecue and concert up here at the canyon. We close down one of the roads. We set up a big barbecue buffet, Santa Maria style tri-tip. Anybody locally will know what that is. Anybody who's not local will know that it's will learn that it's a really delicious cut of meat. And then we have also, you know, barbecue chicken, corn on the cob from a corn roaster that's just amazing. Then we also have other daytime activities like a guided hike up to our llama and goat farm, past the organic garden, where we have, you know, seasonal produce growing all year round, as well as a high ropes course facilitated by an adventure company from Santa Barbara, and wine tasting, which is the newest activity that we've introduced to the property every Friday afternoon during our busy check-in time. Local vineyards from the area host a wine tasting out on the front market patio under the sycamore and oak trees. It's just a really, really lovely event.
As we were driving through the camp, I noticed a lot of families here, and one great thing I noticed is kids outside playing. This is a kind of place where parents can bring their kids and say, hey, go outside and play, and you don't have to worry about it, and you can just enjoy your time indoors.
We do get that quite often, especially during the summertime. If you think of, we are open all year round, but if you do think of a school year, when children are out of school, most of the time some parents are bringing them up here to visit with us. Times of the year when kids are in school, of course, it's a little quieter. It's a little bit more of a romantic retreat at that time. But we have found a lot of us, the staff has been here for at least 5 years, for several years. We have a really core staff that just fallen in love with their workplace, and we still have them all. We're lucky to have everyone. But we've found that we've watched some of these kids grow up. They check in, their parents set them free, and they're running up and down the canyon with their bikes, their scooters. Mom and Dad have booked a couple's massage at the massage cabin, and they say, see you later. You know where to find us. We'll see you when it's time to check out, kind of thing, which is a safe place. It's a great place to kind of let the kids find that part of child play, is really just being outdoors.
We didn't tell you, but we actually came with two other people. We have two kids here somewhere around the property. We let them be free, so we're not sure if they're going to find their way back to the cabin or maybe just, I don't know, find their own cabin somewhere. We're not going to worry about them, though. They're just fine. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Again, El Capitan Canyon, it's a great place. We're going to put information on our hot sheet for today's show, a link to the property where you can find out more information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here.
You are listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel destination show.
We'll be right back.
They don't always agree, but they always seem to have their reasons. Next up, Travel Brigade's countdown of their favorites from this week's show on He Said, She Said.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin coming to you from Santa Barbara. We're here at the Eagle Inn having a lovely time the last few days in Santa Barbara. We just got done talking with El Capitan Canyon, which is just right out Santa Barbara, and a lovely, lovely addition to the stay here while you're in the Santa Barbara area.
Well, the time has come yet again where we must pick our three favorites in He Said, She Said. As always, She Said goes first.
Santa Barbara's a hard pick. I'm going to tell you that. It's very hard. But one of the things I love about Santa Barbara being here in this car-free project is I really like that the accommodations, a lot of them, especially these small inns and bed and breakfasts that we've been staying at, are really just kind of mixed in the residential area. And I just love that. You really just kind of feel like you're staying in the residential area. And I really just love that. It's not very common to feel that way when you're visiting a city.
My number three was the s'mores at El Capitan Canyon.
Oh, that was fun.
You can buy a little packet that has everything you need for s'mores, including the roasting sticks, and you can buy some firewood. You've got a little fire thing outside your cabin, and we really had a fun time with that.
And you can actually just, on the subject, get a whole dinner, which we talked a little bit about. I'm not a big camper, but part of it is just the preparation, the tents, the bringing the food, the ice pack. You don't need to do anything at El Capitan Canyon. They just have it all ready for you. You can just order what you want, and it's so simple. That's the reason I love it. My number two, I kind of mentioned this a couple of times during the show, but I just love Santa Barbara, but it's yet one other coastal city all up and down California that has a completely different vibe. And I think that's why I encourage people when they're visiting the coast or California, whether it's central, southern, northern, go to a couple towns right there because they really do have a different feel and vibe. And Santa Barbara is just one more that has a very unique vibe. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you want to go high end to great restaurants, go to the polo matches on Sunday, or whether you just want to hang out at the beach and be casual. They really are accommodating to all walks of life.
My number two is very related. Yeah, I feel like all levels are welcome here, or all types of travelers are welcome
exactly.
Here. There's times when you go traveling and you're within a certain group of people in one place, or a lot of types of one group of people are in one place. And it's not that you feel uncomfortable or anything like that, but this place, you just felt like whatever you wanted to do, whoever you were, there's a slot that can be filled here.
Yeah, and literally State Street just sums it up because you're sitting there and you've got a Saks Fifth Avenue next to a Payless Shoes or a Forever 21 next to a fine dining next to the fish and chip shop. I mean, I just love that you're really kind of in a meshed sort of area, and I thought that was really fun, and it really kind of just calls out to all walks of life. Santa Barbara is for everyone.
So what was your number one?
My number one has to be the car-free day that we had. I really think that just really kind of ditching the car, making the car-free pledge, coming here and not feeling limited by not having a car, it was actually very, I felt a lot of freedom, and I felt like we got to do quite a few things. And the day we had biking, doing that was just incredible.
My number one was the biking.
It was very fun.
A lot of times when we visited big cities like Boston or different places, I've loved doing little bike tours because it gives you a good way to get a sense of the city and where everything is without having to drive around and things. And Santa Barbara is small enough that you don't need to do a tour. You can do it on your own. And I just felt like we got everywhere we wanted to go and more on our bikes. So that was definitely my number one.
So come to Santa Barbara and come car-free. There's lots of options to get here. Check out our website, travelbrigade.com, where we put up information about the show and also the Car-Free Project and how you can get here via Amtrak or an airline or different ways to get here in Santa Barbara and be car-free and enjoy your vacation.
We will be back next week with another great travel destination for you. In the meantime, keep in mind, there are two stages in life. You're either on a trip or you're planning your next trip. Whatever stage you're in, join us next week.
See you next week and enjoy the trip.
You have been listening to Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin on Travel Brigade. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and at travelbrigade.com.